You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. I'm here with my co-host, Tammy Renfro, formerly Tammy Renfro, now Tammy Haldeman.
Oh, beep, beep, beep.
Yep. You want to? Should we start over on that? That may be a good one there to start over on.
Yes, he did.
Good thing I'm not reading off a piece of paper. You like that?
I'm glad that was him and not us.
What happened? We've been married 2 weeks.
It's okay. It's all
weeks.
Good.
Wow.
Congratulations.
That's all right.
It's going to happen for a while. And, you know, the sucky part right now is I still have to sign because I don't have all my identity. Right. So I'm still signing my old name.
For Gmail addresses.
Everything. Oh. So, and poof.
Just popped out.
Yeah. I was going to say somebody took a picture.
That was from me.
I thought the same thing.
Energy.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's start this.
Do over.
All right. Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. Here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me.
I still have to get used to saying your new name.
That's right.
I'm also here with Cheryl Deskin and Aaron Evans from the Cheryl Deskin team at Keller Williams in Chesterfield. Welcome back, ladies.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So we were talking a little bit ago about working within your zone of genius and how you basically end up producing a lot. But I'm going to guess because your production has just doubled really in the last year, and then even before that, it went up even from into 2012. But there was a limit to how much you could produce, and you've been doing this for 25 years, and we all hit these ceilings of complexity that we can't break through. We hit this upper limit to how much success we think we can have, and you just broke through that. What can you attribute that to?
I'll tell you, the most important thing was when we made the change. I started coaching with Dawn Krause, with the Krause team at Keller Williams in Chesterfield, about 6 months before I made the change to Keller Williams. Erin had been with Keller Williams for a short period of time, and she brought me in to meet Dawn. And the first question that Dawn asked me is, how can I help you improve your business? And she said, how can I help you get more business? And I said, I can't handle any more business at all. So, I have 3 kids, and I was doing, everything myself, mostly besides the buyers. And then we have an administrative person as well. And she taught me how to leverage my time better so that I could take on more appointments for listings and generate more business. I was more so a lead acceptor when I got there as opposed to a lead generator.
Right, lead receiving instead of lead generating.
Absolutely.
But it's interesting. Earlier we were talking about with these upper limit problems that we have, the view that success will bring a bigger burden holds many of us back.
Right.
And we realize it doesn't have to be that way, right?
No, it's actually easier. The more business you do, it's actually easier.
Because you can get the right people in place.
Absolutely.
That are working within their zone of genius.
Right. Everybody does their own job.
Right. So you go from being, I think when we're younger, we can become this maverick where we're used to taking the weight of the world on our shoulders and trudging forward and is this lone wolf. There's only so much we can do.
Right. Jack of all trades.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But you identified it pretty quick because you found Aaron.
Exactly. Yes. We've been together for 5 years, and it works out so well. We do our consultations together, usually with the buyer if we can, and let them know what our roles are up front, and then that way they know who handles each part of the transaction.
That's good. That's good.
And it works good, too, also because really when a buyer or a seller is hiring our team, they're hiring 2 full-time agents.
Right.
And so many times we've gone out and the buyer has, if they've had a relationship with Cheryl for the last 10, 20 years, they'll sometimes ask her questions and they'll say, Aaron said the exact same answer. We think alike. We
talk
alike.
And
it makes them feel a lot more comfortable working with the team. And if she's out of town, I'm out of town, and they can't get a hold, they can always get us.
Right.
Always.
That's good.
That's great. That's great to hear. And when it comes down to leadership, a lot of times it's going to take you to that next level. And Dawn Krause from Keller Williams in Chesterfield really seems to be known for that.
Yes.
I mean, she really seems to lead people into higher production and can speak into your life. So I guess I'd say that anybody that, especially as a realtor, that wants to step to that next level, you feel like you're hitting that ceiling, call Cheryl and Aaron and ask for a reference on this, or call Dawn directly. I think that it's something that she is very well known for helping take people to the next level, and you guys seem very blessed to be able to work with her. And
oh, absolutely.
You're exactly right.
Now, you guys have a training program that you offer. What is that?
Ignite just started at our office in Chesterfield, and Aaron and I both teach classes out of the Ignite segment. And we taught last 2 weeks, I guess, we had a class, Marketing and Servicing Your Listing, and then Aaron teaches the buyer consultation.
Okay, so explain Ignite just a little bit more for those of us who don't know.
sometimes it's geared towards new agents. When I first even thought about coming to Keller Williams, I took a bunch of the Ignite classes, and I actually didn't know what I didn't know. I mean, I've been in the business for
over... So you don't have to be a...
No, you don't have to be a Keller Williams agent to take it. They offer the training to every, you know, every company that's out there. And it's just a really good way to get a different perspective on your business, to kind of go back to your basics again and to, you know, see where you're lacking, and just any little thing. If the classes run about an hour, hour and a half, they're really,
short.
No, there's one almost every day you can attend. There's a lot of new agents that are in there, and it's amazing, being a veteran in the business, what you'll learn from the new people. And when I'm teaching classes, I'll get questions from agents that are licensed for 2 weeks who've never sold a house, and they'll ask me something. I'll be like, oh, I never thought of that.
Right.
But, yeah, they learn me as well.
Now, you have a specialty that you teach on. What is that?
I do marketing and servicing your listing, because I try to focus my time mostly on the listing side of the transaction, actually 100% on that side.
Because that's your zone of genius.
Yes, absolutely. So I do the presentations, the negotiation, the helping getting the house staged, and all of the pre-stuff to get it ready to go on the market.
And how much do you get paid for teaching these classes?
Zero.
Zero?
No, I don't.
Volunteer work.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's, you know, it's a... It's labor of love. I don't know.
Not part of community service.
But did you see her still smiling when she said zero? Because that really means she has passion behind
it. The first time they asked me to teach the class, I was like, oh no, I don't want, you know. But it actually helps me in my business to do this, and it
refreshes
how what comes out of your mouth. The things that, you know, you're looking at, well, you know, the stuff you're supposed to teach that's there, but then it's your day to day, what you've done in the business, and just to help others become successful gives you success.
It does.
So, and you feed on their energy and everything of being new in the business, kind of a recharge. That was the whole thing of coming to Keller Williams. I'd been with another company for over 20 years, and I was just burned out.
Sure.
I had nothing.
Right.
I needed to get somewhere where there was a lot of energy and, you know, new agents as well as experienced agents that were building teams at the level that we wanted to be at.
Right.
Well, yeah, stepping to that next level is scary. I mean, you really have to take a step out there, because sometimes we don't think we're capable of it.
Right.
Like, there's all these little voices in our head that really, like, give us that fear. I was talking on the pre-interview with you about this on the third Indiana Jones episode. Makes me think of this, where, you know, there was the invisible path, the invisible bridge that went out. Indy couldn't see it, but he knew it was supposed to be there. So at some point, the only way he could know that it was there is just to take the leap, step out onto that invisible bridge, and start to walk across, and then it appeared before him. And you have to do that to a certain extent to be able to build your business the way you have, is, you know, you're basically putting those positions in place and taking that leap, and the business is coming, you know, because you're doing all the right things.
Right.
I love to see that. How scary was that for you at first, and how long did it take you to break through it?
It was a little bit intimidating at first, because I thought I would never have any time if I did take the leap out there. But once you step, like you said, once you step out there and the path becomes completely evident and you're actually seeing other people within your company achieve those goals, it's amazing.
It's rewarding
to track. Yeah, tracking our stuff now. We pretty much not necessarily flew by the seat of our pants, but we kind of did for a long time.
Yeah, we did.
The leads just came.
Right.
You know, you've been in the business long enough and you do a good job, they call you.
Right.
So now we're working with our sphere of influence, and we're also working with new leads that are coming in as well.
That's cool. Now, Erin, you have something that you do. What do you teach?
I teach buyer consultation. And what it is before you actually get in the car to take a buyer out to look at a home, it's meeting with them first, finding out what their family needs are, what's important to them, what is something that they definitely do not want, making sure they're pre-qualified. You know, what can you spend? Where is your buying level? So it's meeting with them prior to actually even getting in the car and taking them out to look at homes to make sure that they are ready to go.
When you're a good one to speak to that, I mean, you have years of doing it. It's your specialty.
I love it. I mean, it's awesome. Mm-hmm. And you really know what they're looking for. What area are they looking for? I grew up in Kirkwood. My first home was in Webster. I live in Wildwood. I've lived in Eureka. So I know a lot about all the different areas. And it's finding what is important to them and where we're going to focus our time on.
Okay, so when it comes to specialty on geographically, where did you do most of your business as a team?
Chesterfield is my bubble, where I, you know, started my business and I've done the majority of my business. But, you know, adding Erin to the team 5 years ago, we were able to grow to all the areas that she has specialties in as well. So, you know, Wildwood, Eureka.
Yep.
Okay. Most of West County, it sounds like.
Absolutely. Most of West County. And we do O'Fallon. We do St. Charles County as well. We've really focused some time and attention on knowing what is that market and where we need to be as far as focusing on that market.
So from looking at the demographics of what's going on in the market right now, is now still a good time to buy?
Oh, absolutely. We were in our team meeting the other day, and we were talking about the year actually mirroring, like how many listings are on the market, days on market is mirroring 2004, where interest rates were at 6.5. So we're at,
right.
What are we at today, Doug?
Well, still below 5%, fortunately, okay. But it's going up quickly, but yeah. it's still very, very low by normal standards.
Right. And that's why it's important to do it now, because they are going up. And
and prices haven't jumped as much. You know, I think we've hit where we're going to stay and go up from here. Percentage-wise, I think appreciation is definitely going to be on the rise. We've already seen that.
I've heard a few people talk about a mini housing bubble because of interest rates jumping up. Is that just going to choke off the housing market? And, you know, that it's a fear unless people really look at the numbers and the demographics behind it, because the demographics are so strong on this continuing to see appreciation in several different areas. Okay, we look at buyer affordability really drives people wanting to buy houses. And right now, affordability is at an all-time low on the index, which means it's at an all-time high. You can afford more house than you ever have. A 5 is what they call a normal market on the affordability index, and we're below 1 right now, which means that interest rates could go up to 7.9%, or house prices could go up 40% higher than they are today before we even get back to a normal market on people buying. With those type of demographics, and even if we look at back there, 5.9 million people that are 25 to 34 that are still living at home with mom and dad, all those are people that still need to buy.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to continue to drive this housing market higher. Still a great time to buy.
Right.
So, ladies, any closing thoughts or anything about your words of encouragement for any new agents out there? What would you tell them to build their business?
I would say the coaching program was probably the best thing we ever did for our business. It got us on track and made us treat it more so as a business. And when you just brought up that last point about the age group of people that are still living at home, technology is absolutely huge. And our company is at the forefront of technology and learning all those new applications and things that people are going to use to search for a home or to market a home. That's going to be key in the next 2 or 3 years.
And I think, too, as well, Don Krause at our office at Keller Williams has really put together a great sphere of training that they offer. And it's not just for Keller Williams agents. These other agents, newer agents, if you've picked a different company, it's okay. Come to some of our training classes. Give us a call. We'll send you one of our calendars. Pick a couple classes that interest you and come to them. It's not going to hurt you any. It's not going to cost you anything. And just come sit down and see what you can learn.
Excellent. Well, I'm going to put all the contact information for both, like Cheryl Deskin and Aaron Evans from Keller Williams in Chesterfield. I'll post on our website at DougHaldeman.com. So if you just go to DougHaldeman.com and look for Cheryl Deskin and Aaron Evans. Thank you for coming in, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
So every week at 4 p.m. on Sundays, you're going to hear this type of information that's going to make you be a juggernaut in your financial world. So listen to us next Sunday as we interview other top experts in our field. You'll listen to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.